How did you end up at South Dakota?
I went to their football camps in the summer, and they took a liking to me, and ended up getting an offer there, and I took it.
Is that Vermillion or Yankton?
It's Vermillion.
How big of a deal is it for a kid from a little small town like yours in Iowa to get to the NFL level and succeed?
I mean, it's just a great opportunity to even have the chance to even be here. You know, whatever happens next, obviously it was meant to happen, but I have all these kids back home, texting me, writing me on Facebook, and not long ago I was thinking about Kyle Vannebosch. He was a guy that came out of a school near us, and how I wanted to be like that. So not only am I just trying to make a name for myself, I want to be able to show these kids that you can do it as long as you put your mind to it.
Is Vannebosch a guy that you try and emulate?
Yeah, he's a dude, man. Just his mentality on the field and his ability to get to the quarterback, something that I'd like to have.
Can you give us the name of your town in Iowa again?
Little Rock.
Little Rock.
Little Rock, Iowa.
Yep.
How many people? Like 400?
400 and some, yeah.
Dude, I thought I was from a small town.
Yeah, it's small, but I know it's cool. I like it. I know everybody. Get along. You sleep with your doors unlocked. You don't really got to worry about much, man. So it's a good place to raise a kid and be able to teach them the values that are important to life and important to family.
Is your family in the farming industry at all? Farming related?
Nope. We live in town. My dad and grandpa own a mechanic station, so I help a lot down there, and I got to know the knowledge about how a vehicle works. So
cars and equipment.
Yeah. You see so many people on the side of the road not knowing what's going on with their car, man. That common knowledge like that, it goes a long way.
Dude, that could be valuable in NFL locker room too. They got some expensive cars.
Right? Yeah, they do.
You get a side job.
Right.
Do you feel any special challenges coming from a small town, small school, in such a large stage, trying to prove yourself maybe?
I've always been the underdog in my life, so I'm kind of used to getting pushed aside or set on the back burner. But I just use it to my advantage. Guys aren't expecting me to make plays. Guys aren't expecting me to perform well. I just kind of accept that and worry about what I have to do, and hopefully I can go out there and make some noise.
So how did they use you in college? Obviously, you had great numbers.
We're a 64 defense. Coach Petrino brought that to South Dakota, where we had a man side and a zone side, and I rushed me as much as possible and get after the quarterback, and they kind of knew that was my ability, so they kind of assumed that I was going to be rushing. So we just said, well, let's just keep you on and make them stop them. And we had a really great outside linebacker, Keon Lagi, from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, number 33. He did really well for us. Freak athlete, moves like a safety, built like a linebacker, and he was able to make tons of plays, and didn't really get the recognition he deserved this year, but I think that's a guy you'll be probably seeing at the combine here in a couple of years.
So you were a three-point end then?
Stand-up linebacker.
Do you get the sense coming here that NFL teams are, instead of looking for reasons to draft you, they're looking for reasons not to draft you?
Not necessarily. I think I hope I did put a name for myself at the East-West Shrine Game. It's so hard. The draft is such a up in the air thing. You don't really know until it happens. Right here, I'm just kind of trying to be myself, let them know who I am, what I'm about, what I am as a football player, and if it's meant to be, it's what's going to happen. So hopefully they recognize me for what I can do on the field and what I can bring to their program, and not only the just their team is a positive attitude and a will to win.
Stressful?
I try not to use stressful as a word. The anxiety, goes up a little bit just because, this is where I've been dreaming about being since I was a little kid. But I'm enjoying all of it, man. It's hitting me all right away. And I won't really know. Just the night I was laying in bed, I'm like, man, I saw a commercial for the NFL Combine. I'm like, I'm here right now. That's so crazy that I would never in a million years think I was here, but I'm doing it. And I just hope I can stay focused enough and, hit the numbers I want to hit come Monday.